Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977.
Cattle futures market was higher again today. We were 20 to 35 cents higher on the feeder cattle. Live cattle were $1.25 higher on the Aprils, which are the front month at 125.45, about 30 off their highs. So a lot of strength there as the cash trade came in at 128. We were 128 this morning, and that lifted the futures, and then we had some 128 trade, it looks like, everywhere. Box beef at midday was 22 cents higher on choice at 210.35. Select down 7 cents, 198.57. Looks like the feeder cattle index is at 133.85, so we're still a good bit above it on the futures. So could have some convergence here as we get into the middle part of April. Packer margins are currently $71.54 a head. Now, that's an estimate, but it shows that they can pay up here for some cattle. Maybe that's why we had the 128 just a little bit higher there, at least for the beef packer margins. Outside marks, the Dow Jones is just slightly lower, down 55 at 20,461. Crude oil today is up 5 cents at $54.70. U.S. dollar down 26 at 100.45. In terms of the meat trade, the overall headline still talking about what's going on with China buying U.S. beef. That seems to be the overall buying fundamental factor for the strength.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Mixed grain trade with beans, the leader to the upside, 8 to 9 cents higher. Corn was 1.5 to 2 higher, and then wheat continues to show weakness here, 3 to 4 cents lower in Kansas City and Chicago. This morning's export report was estimated for wheat at 250 to 450. The number was 421, so in the range. Corn was disappointing, 738,000, looking for 800 to 1.1. That did not limit corn's rally, though. And then beans also pretty weak at 402,000 metric tons. We were looking for 400 to 600. Cotton futures were slightly higher here. December up 23 at 73.43. March cotton up 20 at 73.59. Those have both come off their highs significantly. Back in the month of March, so we were about 76 cents on the D17. So we've come down 3 cents. If you go back to where we were in the fall, I guess, from about August through December, we traded around 70 cents with the low about 66 and the high about 71. But we've been in a general trend higher since then. Kind of surprising given the big increase in cotton acres. And also we've got plenty of good subsoil moisture here to start off the growing season without any real threat. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.